Good evening, folks. It is March 16th. It's Monday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. here at republicbroadcasting.org. Broadcasting, of course, from the city, which has a lot of attributes, not to include, however, the fact that the federal government sits here. One of D.C.'s few attributes of great note, however, is the existence of the headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. And if you are not familiar with American Free Press, I would urge you to check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. And, of course, the website of the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. Well, it occurred to me after I did Friday's show last week that I urged you all to, I said, see you tomorrow night. Well, no, that wasn't exactly the case. Saturday comes after Friday, and as you know, I don't broadcast on Saturdays. That is, if you're a regular listener, so if I confused anybody, forgive me. Occasionally, I do get confused, although some of my critics would say I'm in a state of perpetual confusion. Well, one thing I can tell you about, folks, that I'm not confused about is the fact that I predicted a long, long time ago when the whole Bishop Williamson affair began, and I'm sure you're familiar with what the Bishop Williamson affair is, I predicted that even those who would get on their knees and beg for the approval of organized Jewry in the state of Israel, that they too would ultimately be targets of those groups, even though they went out of their way to beg for forgiveness, to beg for approval, to insist that these institutions and individuals that were begging for the approval of the organized Jewish groups, that no matter what they would do, they would still be considered troublesome. Anybody who has looked at history knows that that's how things work. Well, I am referring specifically now to the Society of St. Pius X. No sooner had they expelled Bishop Williamson from his seminary in Argentina and gone to great lengths in various realms to try to win the approval of organized Jewry, no sooner than that had happened than the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith posted on its website an extended attack on the Society of St. Pius X entitled Mired in Anti-Semitism. It says, although its main focus has always been the preservation of the Latin Mass, the Society has promoted theological and conspiratorial anti-Semitism among its adherents. In sermons, writings, websites, and publications, society representatives have charged contemporary Jews with deicide, have endorsed the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, and have claimed that there is factual basis for the blood libel. They always call it the blood libel. One of its bishops has also denied the Holocaust. Note, ladies and gentlemen, that they are separating Bishop Williamson from these other quote-unquote crimes. Bishop Williamson here is almost an afterthought. They quote a number of people from the society who are guilty of what they call stereotypes and anti-Jewish conspiracy theories, deicide and the theology of anti-Semitism. In other words, the Society of St. Pius X did everything it could to be nice, and yet they're still facing the piss and the venom and the bile, and forgive me for using those vile words, but that's exactly what's happening to them, ladies and gentlemen. All of this filth is being sprayed on the Society of St. Pius X by the very people they're begging forgiveness from. Never back down in the face of these people, ladies and gentlemen.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Before we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that the Anti-Defamation League is now going after full force the Society of St. Pius X. I told you so. No, I'm not a prophet. Some of you are saying, boy, that Piper's a prophet. No, and I'm kidding, of course. I don't think there's anybody out there really saying that, just for the record, just so people don't say, oh, Piper said on the air last night that his listeners think he's a prophet. No, Piper was kidding, just for the record. No, ladies and gentlemen, anybody who's studied the history of the Anti-Defamation League and the organized Jewish community, and I have done that, not even as long as many of you, but in any case, it was predictable. And now, Argentina. I'm crying for Argentina, ladies and gentlemen. Argentina kicked Bishop Williamson out. And guess what? The Jerusalem Post, on March 11th, has a commentary entitled, "So Argentina Kicked Out Bishop Williamson. Big deal." And then, of course, it goes on to say that, oh, Argentina was bad, and Argentina did this, and Argentina did that, and we ought to kill the Argentinians. No, it doesn't really say we ought to kill the Argentinians, ladies and gentlemen, but it's just more of the same. Who hasn't been blamed for the Holocaust in some fashion or another? Whether it's IBM or whether it's Henry Ford or whether it's the Ukrainians or the Latvians or the Lithuanians or the Estonians or the Austrians. The poor Austrians. Let's look at Austria for a second. You know, when Kurt Waldheim was elected president of Austria, I've mentioned this before, they said, oh, what do you expect? He's an evil Nazi. He's an evil Nazi, and those Austrians supported the Anschluss, and they were all big anti-Semites and supporters of Hitler, and they voted for Hitler to take over Austria, blah, 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 blah. We'll look back in the history of the thing, folks. Back in 1938 at the time, Austria was a victim. They talked about the rape of Austria. Winston Churchill called it the rape of Austria in his book on the Second World War. All sorts of newspapers at the time all said, poor little Austria. But, you know, as the get the German attitude, the get the Germans mode started to wear out back in the 70s and the 80s, the organized Jewish community revamped its Holocaust frenzy and started targeting all these other people. They aimed at the Ukrainians. That's why they went after John Demjanjuk, the Ukrainian-American, and there was a Latvian-American and a Lithuanian-American, and I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Everybody's to blame, everybody but the Jews. The Jews better hope that somebody doesn't really start looking one day into why all of these people, if indeed they did do all these terrible things representing their countrymen, people better start looking into the question as to why all these people were so ready to do all these terrible things. I mean, if every time I walked out the door, somebody punched me, I'd start to have to think that maybe I was doing something wrong. You know, I mean, it's very simple. I think it's simple. But then again, maybe I'm deluded. Speaking of deluded, I got an email from somebody the other day who says he knows that I am definitely knows that I'm deluded, because I mentioned on the air the other evening in a conversation with Brian from Pennsylvania that Adolf Hitler had blown his own brains out. Evidently, this person who had emailed me, this person who believes that Hitler was a Zionist tool, a witting tool of the Zionists, he believes that, in fact, Hitler really didn't kill himself. What's also interesting is that this particular person who believes that Hitler is still alive or was still alive at the end of World War II and who was really working for the Zionists, he also doesn't believe that the concentration camps were really that bad. So I'm really confused as to what this person does believe. But anyway, he says I'm deluded. You know what? Maybe he's right. Well, actor Ron Silver, ladies and gentlemen, you know what happened. He has died and gone to hell. Now, Ron Silver, for years, Mr. Silver was considered quite the liberal. He was quite the liberal. It turns out, though, he served on committees for the Council on Foreign Relations. That's interesting. It says that here in his obituary, he was nearly as connected in Washington as he was in Hollywood and on Broadway. We know, as I say, Ron Silver was considered quite the liberal for many, many years. But what's very, very interesting, I didn't know this till I read it today in the New York Times. They said this is how they put it. Let me read it to you. It says, still, he had contrary impulses, and he paid attention to them. He was an advocate for President Ronald Reagan's Star Wars defense plan, and he supported Rudy Giuliani's campaign for mayor of New York in 1994. In 2004, he made headlines when he was a featured speaker at the Republican National Convention, supporting George W. Bush for a second term, largely because of his stance against Islamic terrorism. He supported Mr. Giuliani for the Republican presidential nomination in 2008. Well, that's very interesting. Now, I knew this business about him supporting George W. Bush. I knew that he was a big supporter of Giuliani in 2008. And the reason why, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is that even though Ron Silver was a self-professed liberal, when push came to shove, it turned out that the one thing, obviously, that drove him ideologically was his commitment to Israel and Zionism. And because George W. Bush and Rudy Giuliani had extraordinarily brown noses as a consequence of their support for Israel and Zionism, that was enough for Ron Silver, a longtime quote-unquote liberal, to come to their support. Now, this is what's interesting. He was an advocate for President Ronald Reagan's Star Wars defense plan. Now, Guess what? I was too. I mean, like all the good conservatives of the time, you know, was a little naive in those days. You know, I really believed all this Cold War rhetoric coming out of Ronald Reagan's administration and believed that the Soviets were really getting ready to bomb the hell out of us and everything. And, we just had to build up our defenses to stop the Soviets. Yes, the reason why I took that position, ladies and gentlemen, because I was an anti-communist then, just as I am an anti-communist now, and a believer in a strong national defense for the United States. But, you know, that's a long time ago since the year of Ronald Reagan, and I've learned a hell of a lot since then, and you all have as well. And we do know that in many respects the Cold War was a big, fat fraud. Going back to the very beginning, number one. And number two, during the Reagan administration, the real experts on Soviet affairs were telling the Reagan administration, and as they had told the Carter and Ford administrations before that, that actually the Soviets were on a downward spiral. Soviet Union probably was going to start collapsing, that they didn't have the defenses that we were being told. But why was Ronald Reagan pumping up this anti-Soviet rhetoric? Well, you know, we've studied it. We know now, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? We know, and I've written about it. A lot of people have since written about it. And I want to tell you, I was one of the first people to write about it, and one of the first people with any broad audience through the Spotlight newspaper that in those days had 300,000 subscribers. Still a lot of numbers there. And that is the fact that the Israeli lobby had latched on to anti-Soviet rhetoric. And Israeli agents like Richard Perle and Stephen Bryan, who was actually investigated for espionage on behalf of Israel, these guys were in there trying to attach support for Israel to the anti-Soviet agenda, because Israel, they said, was our big bulwark against the Soviet Union in the Middle East. And it was all a fraud. So now, in retrospect, bringing it full circle, we can see why Ron Silver, Mr. Liberal at the time, was an advocate for Star Wars. Now, folks, if you supported Star Wars, I'm not saying that you're a Zionist agent. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's wrong to oppose Sovietism and communism. I am not saying that it's wrong to advocate for a strong national defense. I believe in a strong national defense, but the fact is that all of that rhetoric coming out of the Reagan administration wrapped around certain defense policies was indeed part of the Zionist agenda. Now, if you want to read more about it, I've written about it in my book, The Judas Goats, and I've written about it in my book, what is the name of my book? I'm getting old, folks, The High Priests of War. Those books are available from American Free Press, or you can get them online in ebook editions. Well, I never promote this website. It's a subsidiary of amfirstbooks.com, but it says michaelcollinspiper.com. So check it out. You can read those books for yourself, and you can then understand why this quote-unquote liberal, like Ron Silver, did in fact, as the New York Times indicate, show quote-unquote contrary impulses and pay attention to them, because when it was in the best interests of Israel and the international Jewish agenda, Ron Silver was able to put aside his quote-unquote liberalism and suddenly become a tough-talking anti-communist, quote-unquote. We all know that these people who were advising the Reagan administration, they were actually Trotskyites, ladies and gentlemen. They were communists. The Reagan administration was a communist administration, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's right. I said that. Ronald Reagan's administration. Bunch of Trotskyite communists. Maybe not all of them. But the people in key positions in foreign policy, yes, they were Trotskyites. Guys who were running things behind the scenes.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out-of-the-box approach.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a good lineup of callers here. I'm going to go to the callers probably after the break here, maybe even before the break. I have a couple other things I want to comment on. I have Ukrainian friends and I have Russian friends. And I actually have relatives who are real live Russians who came over here fleeing Jewish communism in the days following the Bolshevik Revolution. Real live Russians, folks, not Jews who are from Russia. These are real live Russians. But in any case, so I try to avoid getting in the getting involved in the boxing matches between Ukraine and Russia that are prominently going on today. But it's very, very interesting now. As the New York Times points out in a very interesting article you might want to check out, it was in today's New York Times. The author is Clifford J. Levy. That's neither a Russian name nor a Ukrainian name. That's generally what one might say is a quote-unquote Jewish name. And the article is entitled, A New View of a Famine That Killed Millions. Well, we know that a lot of Ukrainians died during the years that Ukraine was under the control of the Soviet Union. Now, what's interesting is there's a very big debate ongoing as to what was the cause of the deaths of so many people. Now, the New York Times says Ukrainians no longer blame drought for the scourge of the 1930s. They blame Stalin. Well, here's where it gets very, very interesting, folks. And as I say, I don't know the whole history of all of this, nor do I want to get involved in it, but this is what's interesting to me. Now, there's a professor, and forgive me for my pronunciation here, this is almost a phonetic pronunciation, Kolchitsky. A professor Kolchitsky says that the figure of Ukrainians who died, and he says they died at the hands of Stalin, he says the figure is 3.5 million. But in the meantime, Ukraine's president, Viktor Yushchenko, says that the figure is 10 million Ukrainians died. So there is this healthy debate in Ukraine. Now, it's interesting. President Yushchenko has even sought to make denying the Ukrainian deaths a crime. And Ukraine has asked other countries to recognize the famine as genocide and to establish memorials. Well, one apparently is being built in Washington, and I assume that's Washington, D.C. Now, no offense to our Ukrainian listeners, Ukrainians or Ukrainian Americans, but I'm not quite sure why we should have a memorial to the Ukrainian Holocaust in Washington any more than we should have a memorial to the quote-unquote Jewish Holocaust in Washington. But be that as it may, if Ukrainians, Ukrainian Americans and others want to have a memorial here, why not? Let's have it. But be that as it may, the point, again, I'm trying to drive home here is that there is this healthy, open debate, even among those who believe that there was a genocide, that there was a mass murder. The president says 10 million Ukrainians died. Professor Kolchitsky says the figure is 3.5 million. So there is a difference of, what, 6.5 million people. Funny that figure 6 million falls into place here. But it's interesting that there is this healthy debate, but you're not allowed to have such a healthy debate over the number of Jews who died in the Holocaust. If you stand in a public street in Germany and say, I do not believe that 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust, you will be arrested. You will go to jail. You will go to jail, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, last night I rewatched the famous film Schindler's List. I've seen it about four times. The film is a masterpiece, ladies and gentlemen. And I must tell you, and I've said this before in the program to the shock of many folks, you really should watch the film, because you can watch that film. Those of you who have open minds, those of you who have not been so jaded by all the Holocaust propaganda that is current, if you watch that film, you can get some real insights into what was happening during World War II as opposed to the popular agenda. And yes, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying just what it sounds like I'm saying. I'm saying that I think Steven Spielberg has presented a film that is almost a refreshing version of the Holocaust as compared to what we see in the mass media. It's very nuanced. I think the best point illustrative of that is the scene where a bunch of the feminine heroines of the film are marched into a shower bath, and it turns out they do get squirted with water. They don't get squirted with poison gas. Just a minor point in the film, ladies and gentlemen, but it's, again, as I say, worth watching with a critical eye, and you can find a lot of interesting details that do give you a good perspective on what really happened versus what we often perceive to have happened during World War II. And no, I'm not endorsing Schindler's List, as some of you out there are going to say, oh, Piper says Schindler's List tells the truth. No, folks. Show a little discernment, those of you who are thinking that. Watch the movie with the knowledge that you do have about all the lies of World War II, and then compare it with the popular perception. I'm asking you to look at something on several different levels.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, reminding you that RBN has special business cards available. $8 a hundred, including shipping, and you get some free bumper stickers, too. Write to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Make a nice donation to RBN. Get some of those business cards. Put them in your correspondence. Give them to your friends when you talk up RBN at meetings, at church, even at your synagogue. There may be some nice Jewish people out there who are listening. May not agree with everything you hear in RBN. You may not agree with everything you hear in your synagogue. And I certainly hope you don't. That is, agree with everything you hear in your synagogue. Well, I'm going to go to the phones here in a minute. Just two points that need to be made. Well, Gentile-hating Avigdor Lieberman, his party over in Israel is going to receive five cabinet posts under a deal with presumed incoming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This guy, though, Avigdor Lieberman, apparently has been promised the post of the Israeli foreign ministry. This bigot, this Jewish supremacist who hates Arabs in particular, but all non-Jews in general, is going to be the foreign policy voice of the new Israeli government. This is interesting, folks. You know, I wrote about Lieberman in my book, The Golem, and I pointed out that the anti-Gentile elements were rising in power in Israel. I had a whole chapter on Avigdor Lieberman, and a lot of people said, oh, no, those decent Israelis, they're wonderful people seeking peace. They're never gonna support a quote-unquote fascist like Lieberman. He's going to be their foreign minister, ladies and gentlemen, almost certainly. Isn't that interesting? One more point, something I didn't know. Our former Homeland Security Chief, Michael Chertoff, it turns out he was the lead prosecutor in the Southern District of New York under then U.S. Attorney Rudy Giuliani. Chertoff was the lead prosecutor in a very famous organized crime case that broke up certain quote-unquote crime families run by a bunch of old-line Italian-American figures, the Genoveses, the Columbos, the Lucchesis, and apparently a captain of the Banana family. Now, isn't that interesting? Why is that interesting, ladies and gentlemen? Because thanks to Mr. Chertoff and Mr. Giuliani, as I've noted on this program in regard to Giuliani, not knowing that Chertoff was the lead prosecutor in these cases, these are the cases that turned organized crime in New York City over to the Jews from Russia. It's all very tightly knit. It's all very circular, folks. I don't think Chertoff's a member of Bohemian Grove. I don't think he's a member of the Teutonic Zionist group. I don't think he's a member of a German death cult. All right, let's go to the phones. Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, what's up?
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. Hey, Michael, you know, I've been going over to the SPX services in Woburn, Massachusetts, but I'll tell you what's really bothering me, Michael. You know, if a woman was married, right, if she was married and she started talking about she's having a very special relationship with a man and everything, you know, she's carrying on this very extra special relationship with a man in her life and everything. Well, everybody would assume, well, of course you are, miss. So you're having a special relationship with your husband. And wouldn't they be shocked if, no, this special relationship I'm having, this special affair I'm having with a man, it's not my husband. I mean, people would be shocked at that, huh?
They'd kind of wonder what was going on exactly.
Yeah, so where I'm going with this, Michael, if I'm asking the Roman Catholic, I'm posing the question to them, Quo Vadis. And here's the question I'm posing to them. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 said, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. And then the next verse is very interesting, too, about guiled by the serpent. But anyways, the key is, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Well, Michael, I'm reading all these Catholic newspapers, and I up here in Boston, of course, Sean O'Malley on TV and everything about how the Catholic Church is just extra special relationship with the Jews and with the Jewish community. What we call that, Michael, is screwing around on the side. Now, what I tell the Roman Catholic Church to do, the only special relationships that you're supposed to be having, the only special love affair that you're supposed to be having is with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not supposed to be screwing around on the side with the Jews, having a secret love affair with the Jews. You are espoused to only one husband, even the Lord Jesus Christ. So, again, Michael, I just say to the Roman Catholic Church, Quo Vadis.
Yeah, it's pathetic. It really is, you know. And, you know, Mark Glenn had pointed out to me ages ago that there was this serious illness within the Catholic Church, but even within traditional Catholic elements, you know, and that's very, very sad because, as I mentioned earlier at the outset of the program, their efforts to advance a special relationship is only their undoing, you know. So if they want to continue to maintain that special relationship, I just see great tragedy in the end. I mean, as I say, it doesn't take a prophet. Doesn't take a prophet to figure it out.
Yeah, and here you have a devout man like Bishop Williamson, and he actually is true and dedicated to the husband that he's been espoused to the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, he wants to remain true.
And he's being crucified.
And he's being crucified.
And so is the Society of St. Pius X, and so is the Vatican, and so is the Pope himself. And yet they don't see that they are being led by the nose right over the cliff by the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Committee and the mass media in America. And you know what? When they land at the bottom of the cliff, well, they won't feel it because they're going to be dead. I mean, it's sad. Dave, listen, I have to move on. Got a lot of callers here. Let's go to John in California.
Hi, Mike. Happy Monday. Happy Monday, actually. Hey, listen, I got something. I wanted to bring up to Mark Glenn, and I couldn't get a hold of him this weekend, so I'll bring it up to you. I was listening to one of my local conservative talk shows in the early morning. I call him one of the Israeli fellow travelers. And he brought up, I can't remember all of it, but bear with me, the Charter of Hamas. And I didn't hear it from the beginning, but I heard when he talked about the second paragraph, that the first one says, like, yeah, we believe in Israel, you know, being there and all that. And the next one is, until Islam obliterates it. Now, those aren't the exact words. I apologize. But it made me think, yeah, here we go again. And I said, thinking to myself, I would like to ask him, well, is there a charter of Israel that says in the first paragraph, kill all the Arabs, kill all the Palestinians and all that?
Well, the charter of Israel, the body of laws for the state of Israel and for the Jewish people, is a book known as the Talmud.
Right. Well, Mark, I don't know, Mike, if there really is a charter. Maybe you could find out sometime. I'd like to ask Mark Glenn that. I'm sure he could.
I'll tell you what. There is kind of, I wish I had it handy here, but there is, if you can actually find it on the Internet, there is some sort of, and I use this term very loosely, a policy statement. And basically, you know what it says? It says that Israel has no borders. So, in other words, the whole world belongs to Israel, the people.
Yeah, about 2,000 years ago, you know. I know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, no, this is the current day, you know, and I don't think the term is charter, but in this particular case. But yeah, I mean, they state this. You can check on the Internet. There are a variety of official Israeli websites. In fact, unless I'm mistaken, Avigdor Lieberman was actually head of the particular department of the State of Israel that maintained that particular page on that particular website. So, I mean, they view the whole world as the property of Israel and of the Jewish people.
Well, Mike, the proof is out there. You're talking killing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're going
after
everybody. I mean, so don't, you know, this guy, how can he talk with a straight face and say that? Next thing, Schindler's List, it's a great movie. Yeah, I've seen it. Go see it. Tell you one thing about that, at least it tells you, besides all the Americans and bankers on this side and the British, there's at least one German to try to make a buck out of the war instead of killing people. Really? Honest. You know.
You know,
he tried
the movie,
to keep people alive because it was a business to him and he believed it.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, when I saw the movie, I was prepared to, the first time I saw it, literally, let's put it this way, to vomit. But as I say, as I watched the film, I thought there were a lot of interesting nuances in it that I know I had friends who said, I will never see that film. And I went and said to them, no, someone who knows the truth about this era known as the Holocaust can actually watch that movie and get some insights that really present a different picture of the popular perception. Anybody who went into the movie buying the standard story about the Holocaust, it would reinforce it in many ways. But on the other hand, people who had a real understanding of what happened could look at the movie and say, hey, maybe this guy, Steven Spielberg, is not pushing the envelope as far as he could. And, you know, I had that same reaction when I saw Steven Spielberg's movie Munich, which he came under a lot of fire for that movie because he didn't present the Israeli Mossad agents and the Israeli operatives in that movie as the most stellar people on the face of the planet. So I think Steven Spielberg, in a strange sort of way, is kind of a closet revisionist. Don't
right.
quote me on that, but as I say, I think his movies in these particular realms are kind of interesting for what they don't say, as opposed to for what they do say. You know, it's just kind of a nuance there.
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll give you another movie. This goes back, I think it maybe was the 70s, maybe early 80s. I told Mark Lynn this, but maybe you could check it out. It was, I found it in the library once, and I looked at it. The title is The Little Drummer Girl.
Yeah.
The stars, Diane, you know about it?
Excellent film. I managed to get a copy of that years ago. That's right.
This was before they even uttered, you know, their terrorism going on and all this. It was, yeah, about some of, whether the Israelis recruit to go underground, infiltrate the Arab, you know, legions going after Israel and, you know, find out what's going on and get the big guy at the end. But, you know, I really found it, you know, you talk
the
about...
The Little Drummer Girl, yeah, and that's based upon a book by John Le Carré, and, you know, he has been accused of being, quote-unquote, anti-Semitic. So, yeah, I would recommend if people can either read that book, which I haven't actually read the book, or see that movie, The Little Drummer Girl, with Diane Keaton, I believe, is the actress.
Yeah,
in that.
She was.
Very,
you know,
interesting
in her younger days, I don't think there were any other big stars that I can remember. She was the chief one, but it just shows you what Israel, you talk about how brutal they could be to anybody.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, long before the, you know, some of this stuff like Lebanon and all this back then and, you know, Palestinians.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great film. It's a very interesting, well-done, entertaining film, and there's a lot of insights there that you can glean from watching that film. So, great. I'm glad you mentioned that, John.
Especially, Mike, when you talk about other countries that bow to Israel when they go in and try to find these people, especially Germans and Swiss and some of the, yeah, they just, you know, did whatever they were told to do.
They will do, and they really don't care what anybody has to say about it.
Yeah. As far as Ron Silver goes, I'm sorry about his death, but, yeah, it's funny. Oh, I'm shocked that he could be, you know, liberal, but could be a, you know, a conservative to the, you know, whatever.
On the issues where it counts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Exactly.
You don't see that. You hear it because you don't hear it on the regular stuff. So anyway, Mike, have a good day.
All right. Thanks for your call, John.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have another caller in California, Jim in Los Angeles. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
My question is... Is it related to the New World Order? And as I see it, there's two types of globalists. There's the ultra-globalists, or what I call the hippie globalists, that want to dissolve borders, and they think nations are the cause of the nation-state is the cause of all wars, and if we get rid of nations, we won't have wars, and we should have central authority and kumbaya, and everybody love each other, and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And the other types of globalists are the economic globalists, which also want to erase borders, you know, the Rockefeller crowd and all that. And the relationship that I see, and I want your comment on this, is I see the economic globalists funding and using the alter/hippie globalists to do a lot of the trench work, a lot of the tearing down of the family, the dissolving of borders, attacking religion. And then what do you think about that?
Actually, that is a very interesting question, very insightful. I think I agree with you, number one, first of all, that there are these two distinct, quote-unquote, globalist groups. But if you look at what's been happening over the last 5 years, six, maybe a little bit more than that, you find that a lot of the groups that are protesting against the big business, big money, establishment globalism, these people are actually what you might call the hippie types. So there is kind of a, while there's a certain, symbiosis, you know, certain congruence between their between the agenda of the one group and the other, I think that the hippie types are starting to understand that the other globalists are the bad guys. Jim, hang on for the break, if you would.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, very interesting question about a very interesting and complex topic, but glad Jim called. That's a damned interesting point he made.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Very interesting question for Jim. Jim, you heard what I had to say. I'd be curious as to your comments on that.
Well, I just wanted to follow up. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. Yeah.
What got me into this line of thinking was, you know, I'm a Minuteman out here in California, and I go to a lot of protests, and I debate a lot of the people on the radical left who are the open borders crowd, the La Raza crowd and all that. And I started to look into, you know, this group Answer LA. They have chapters all over the U.S. and that led me to the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment and all these groups. And I looked at, say, take the Ford Foundation. Who do they fund? They fund groups like pro-homosexual groups, anything related to like child rights, you know, sue your parents.
The whole standard liberal agenda, social engineering.
All that. They fight.
Yeah, of course, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Ford Foundation is, I would clearly put them on the side of the economic globalists. But in order for the economic globalists to have a one-world government and basically enslave the masses and maybe kill off a good percentage of the population, is they've got to tear down these competing sources of authority, and those would be the family, the church, and so forth. So they use, as I see it, they use the alter globalist, the radical hippie left, to tear down the fabric of these potentially competing sources of authority, the family, the church, and so forth. And once they're done with them, and once, you know, in maybe in 100 years, 50 years, whatever, when nation states are a thing of the past and the family is trashed and the church is gone, they're just going to cast aside these hippie globalists who are going to think, well, what happened to everybody loving each other? And they'll just,
yeah, that's the...
you know, and they'll say, thanks for doing our dirty work for us, you morons. And
I think I'll tell you what's interesting. You found this even during the anti-war movement, the anti-Iraq war movement. You found a lot of these, George Soros was funding some of these anti-war groups. That's to kind of keep them in line.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That's what it is. I'll tell you what, though. I was going to say, and it occurred to me, that I think, though, if you would start looking at even many of the that term hippie kind of, I know what you mean by that. That's kind of a 60s, 70s type term. But,
yeah.
But I would think that there's a lot of those people who are in that kind of movement today. I would bet you that last year their overwhelming choice for president, unless it was, you know, unless they were going off for these real extreme types that no one ever hears about, I'll bet you a lot of those people were kind of inclined towards Ron Paul. And I think this comes back to what I've talked about on this show. We just talked about it the other night, I think, with Cody from Washington called in, that a lot of these old designations of right and left have begun to wither away. And I would say, I guess my feeling is that a lot of these people who are in this quote-unquote hippie movement, for whatever you want to call it, that they are beginning to maybe understand a little bit more about this concept of the New World Order and globalization, and they're beginning to understand that a lot of it is being manipulated from above. Let's just put it this way, Jim. Let's hope that these people can be reached. We'll see what happens. Jim, thanks for a good call, and if you want to talk about it more some other time, please feel free to call in. Very interesting topic you introduced, Jim. All right, folks, that was a great call. Appreciated that. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up, including Cody from Washington, but we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. In the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming with the Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, right here at republicbroadcasting.org.
With recent internet